So our next speaker is Kate Troll. Kate Troll is one of four trolls who reside in Alaska, coming from a family of six military brats. She is the first of the trolls to reside, not come, as her brother Tim would challenge, in Alaska. Reside in Alaska, coming in 1977 after she graduated with a master's from Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. Although her first job was driving a taxi for Checker Cab in Anchorage, she ultimately began a career engaged in 22 years in coastal management, fisheries, and energy policy. She is the former executive director of United Fishermen of Alaska and the Alaska Conservation Alliance. Now, she prefers to identify herself as a writer who resides in Douglas. Kate.
A little down lower, thanks. There's that. There we go. Thank you. So, as you can tell by that introduction, I sort of came to Alaska with this vision in mind to, you know, really make a difference. I had this high-powered degree from Yale, and, you know, I wanted to make sure that we did things differently up here in Alaska, that we would learn from our mistakes in the lower 48. And so, you know, I launched into this, you know, really intense career. That's why I'm wearing this nice jacket, you know. Pretty sweet, isn't it? And so, you know, I'm in my stride, and then the ultimate question comes from my partner. It says, "Well, are you ready to have kids?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, I'm ready." And there's another whole story before that, which I won't go into. But little did I know that once I said I was ready to have children, that it would only take me one day to get pregnant. So, you know. Yeah, so much for my transition. Instant motherhood was upon me. And I decided that, well, okay, I'm gonna embrace motherhood the same way I embrace my career, you know, go get 'em, Kate. So I decided I wasn't gonna work part-time, I was just gonna be a full-on mom. And because, you know, they're only little ones, right? So there I was, you know, I surprised a lot of people. They didn't think I could be pregnant so soon. So there I'm in, I have my first child, my daughter Erin, who is here tonight. And things are going along pretty well, but you know, it doesn't take very long before I realized I'm really not your typical stay-at-home mom. Somehow, all those, you know, trips to the library for reading time, they're nice, but they still don't quite do it for me. You know, no offense to Sesame Street and the adult jokes between Miss Piggy and Hermit the Frog. I love those. But, you know, I needed to have a little bit more adult connection going on in my life. So I thought, okay, what can I do? Because I didn't want to go to work, but okay, what can I do in the evening times? And I thought, well, I could run for the assembly. Because that way, the meetings, you know, the evening, my husband would be around, and I could do that. So I ran for the assembly in Ketchikan, got elected, got pregnant again. So, you know, right? Da-da-da. So, but I can handle this, you know. I'm all empowered to be this ultra mom in charge, super mom kind of thing. And the meetings are happening. My husband is doing well, taking care of the kids at night. And during the day, I would kind of use my funds for being an assembly person to put the kids in daycare so I could do my packets and stuff. And, you know, the mayor would call in the middle of the day and, "Kids, this is a good time to talk, Kate." I was, "Well, yeah, hold on just a second." You know, and this was a time where we didn't have, you know, cell phones and speaker phones and everything else. So it was a matter of stretch that cord from the kitchen to sit down at the table, you know, get the baby up here, nursing the baby, sit my daughter down over here. She wants to color, so I'm helping her color. You know, yeah, sure, Mayor. What is it? Yeah, you know, and if he could see me, he would have just hung up the phone. And said, "No way, you know, this is, you're busy, you can't talk now." I said, oh yeah, no, I can do this, I can do this. And so we took the 4 minutes, you know, we solved his problem, the baby got fed, Erin finished her coloring, everything's going just great. So I'm feeling pretty good about my transitioning, my balancing between, you know, still wanting to be a professional woman and mothering. But then you have those days, and there's got to be lots of parents in here, right? You know, those days when you have a tetra tantrum before breakfast. The dog vomits. I mean, I'm a dog person too, you know, but, you know, invariably the dog would vomit. All right, we got to load up the kids, get them in the car, go to the library. The car doesn't start, you know, and it's just sort of, you know, one thing after another. And you're not on top of it. As much as you like to think that you've got it all at hand, you really don't, you know? And I was really starting to lose it, really turning into, what's the Grouch's name in Sesame Street? Oscar the Grouch, exactly. So, you know, anything getting in my vicinity, the dog and the kitchen, get out of the kitchen, you know, I was really losing it. And my daughter comes up to me, and she's little then, and she's hitting on my head, and she says, she says, Mommy, you need a timeout. And you know, first I'm shocked because I see my finger in the size of a toddler. You know, that's my finger, you know? And then I go, oh my God, she's right. I need a timeout. I need to go to Hawaii. And then reality sets in. No, I can't go to Hawaii. So I decide in that case, well, all right, I know. My husband's going to come home soon. I'll take a bath. That'll be my timeout. So I tell him the situation. You know, mom's going to have a timeout in the bath. So I take my bath, and Erin comes knocking on the door and just says, Mommy, it's okay. You can come out of timeout now. And my husband jumps up and closes the door. He says, no, Mommy's not ready to be a good mommy yet. She needs more time in timeout, you know, so which was nice because I did need more time, you know. So then I get to come out of the bathroom and open the door, and my daughter, she closes the door, and she says, now, are you ready to be a good mommy, you know? And it's like, yeah, okay, yeah. So it worked. I had my time out, and dinner got eventually made, and everybody was happy, you know. And so I learned from that moment to always take that time, particularly around 4:30. 4:30 is the really dangerous transition time for parents. You know, the kids have been all wired up, they can't wait for the other parent to come home, dinner's got to be made. So I decided to use that transition time to be my time to take a bath. So I started that habit of taking a bath about that, you know, not every day, mind you, but, you know, two or three times a week. And it really helped me. It went in, then it came time for me to go back to work and transition back into being a full-time professional woman. But still, it was my bath that, you know, really helped me adjust through all of my professional transitions in life. And to my yoga friends, you know, they kind of oftentimes say, Kate, why don't you do meditation? And I say, no, you don't understand. I don't meditate. I meta-bathe. And so I don't know if I would have made it through all of my life's transitions had I not listened to the wise words of a two, three-year-old who told me, time out, Mommy. And she set me straight all those many years ago, and she sets me straight again today. So I thank my daughter for helping me make it through all of my life's transitions.